following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin, Stamps.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. And coming up, we'll be talking with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee. We're going to talk with Kearney girls coach in Tammy Anderson on the soccer side of things as they get ready for the GNAC tournament, which is coming up this weekend right here at Baldwin Fields in Kearney, of course, involving Kearney as well as Hastings and Lexington all competing in that. So glad to have you along with us. Also going on today, this is the fourth, you've got the Kearney High track invite that's about ready to get underway, 12:30 at Kearney High. So Kearney High track invite is going on today as well. Looks like it should be some pretty decent weather for outside activities today. If you would like to join us, 888-455-3776. That is the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN. And we'll get you on the air today. We'll also use that to give away one more pair of spring game tickets for Saturday's contest. Hope you're looking forward to it. Again, the tickets are set in Section 9, pretty good seats, Row 18, I believe they are. And we'll be talking about that and giving you a chance here in a little bit to win tickets to the Nebraska spring game. So that's all coming up. You can email us, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're always there on Twitter and Facebook. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPNSuperstation, where we're giving away tickets to the spring game there as well. Well, what's been going on in the world of sports? It was nothing too crazy yesterday. A lot of Major League Baseball just kind of getting things going again. Minnesota did hire a new basketball coach in the Big Ten. That's Richard Pitino. That is Rick Pitino's son. So there you go. What do you think of that? From Florida International to Minnesota. I think that Minnesota just must have been looking to go young. They must have been looking to go young to hire Richard Pitino. Nothing wrong with Richard Pitino. I don't think a lot of people know a whole lot about him, but they're looking at the pedigree probably with Rick Pitino at Louisville, who's in the Final Four, and that's where you go with that. So that is Minnesota's new basketball coach replacing Tubby Smith, who they fired in quicker time. Smith has got a new job, and he is at Texas Tech. So that's what's going on tonight. The NIT here on ESPN Radio. Iowa and Baylor will play for the NIT championship at Madison Square Garden at 8 o'clock. You get to this point, you want to win it all when you get to that Final Four. Iowa and Baylor played well on Tuesday, and tonight the championship game. Then, of course, the men's Final Four Saturday, tipping off just after 5 o'clock. Wichita State has the first game against Louisville, and then it'll be Michigan taking on Syracuse. Sunday night, we will bring you the women's Final Four. Cal and Louisville have the early game at 5:30, followed by what should be another dandy between Notre Dame and Connecticut. Then the national championship games Monday for the men and Tuesday for the women. And, of course, we'll also have complete coverage of the spring game Saturday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, with pregame at 12 noon. Kickoff at Memorial Stadium is at 2 o'clock, and we'll break it all down on Monday's show. Brian Munson, a Big Red reporter, is going to join us on tomorrow's show for our TNL recruiting update, talk about the kids that might be coming in for the game and what he expects to see in Saturday's scrimmage. Just not like the old days. Even Bo Pelini, he's just saying he doesn't think they're going to get a whole lot of evaluation out of the spring game as opposed to any other practice that they do. He says it's blocking and tackling. I just want to see how the guys react and execute playing basic fundamental football and see how they handle the environment, especially for the new guys that have never played in front of the crowd that Memorial Stadium will bring in. UNK has picked up some football players since we talked yesterday. Coach Daryl Morris already had 34 youngsters coming in, now add four more. A pair of those are coming out of Bishop Gorman High School out in Las Vegas in running back Tajon Allen and offensive lineman Tanner Britton. They played for one of the nation's premier prep programs. Gorman has won five of the last six Nevada Class 4A state titles and had some of their games, of course, on ESPN. So pretty cool there for these athletes. Also, Jack Bailey's coming in from McCool Junction. He played in the Blue-Gray National All-Star Classic in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay this past January. The York native did just about everything, including playing linebacker and running back. And free safety Eric Carlson comes in from Platteview High School as well. Also played running back for the Trojans. The UNK baseball team split their doubleheader yesterday with Fort Hays State. Fort Hays scored in the bottom of the seventh and final inning of game one to win 5-4, and the Lopers won in game two 10-5. For Hastings College, their softball team starts the conference season 2-0 as they swept Midland 6-3, 8-3. And a couple of other notes, UNK tennis swept Concordia yesterday, and Michael Colgate, we talked about him with Chad Lydiot on yesterday's Doug and Daddy show at UNK. The freshman was named the conference golfer of the week, and they're playing at Southeast Community College Invite today in Beatrice. Hey, congratulations over to Grand Island. Stephen Cahoy breaks the Class A state pole vault record yesterday at the Islander Invitational. It was previously held by Kearney High graduate Brett Maher, so that is gone. It is not the overall state record. That is Beatrice's Seth Burney at 16.7.5, yesterday clearing 16.3.25, and Grand Island won the Invitational. He's, of course, going to Nebraska to vault next year. Lincoln Southeast won the girls. Grand Island finished in third. So there's a little recap of what has happened in the world of sports since we last spoke. If you'd like to add on, have another topic of discussion, love to hear from you. But boy, oh boy. Hey, Auburn. Is this what we got to hear about now for the next week? Auburn, Auburn, Auburn. Nobody there anymore. All these Auburn allegations, nobody's there anymore. Auburn, what was it? Has it even been a decade since they were on probation? Poor, poor, poor school trying to keep up with what's going on down the road at Alabama. But Auburn in a whole heap of trouble. One of the topics that we didn't quite get to yesterday was the talk of Brittany Griner and Mark Cuban of the Dallas Mavericks saying that he might draft her, invite her in for a workout, however you want to look at that. And, of course, then this becomes a topic of discussion, and you can just watch. It doesn't matter if it's ESPN or Fox or whatever network it is, or listen to the folks here on the radio or read about it. I mean, in this male sport, that's what it is, the NBA, and the ex-players can't help but snicker on air when that happens. Brittany Griner has no chance of competing in the NBA. And I follow girls and women's basketball more than most people do. cover it more than most people do. I'm sure we talk about it on this show more than most people do, but with Nebraska doing so well, there's a reason to. Brittany is slow. That's the bottom line. Yeah, she's 6'8", and she is outstanding, and she will have an outstanding career in the WNBA. She's slow. There's no way. And at 6'8", everybody's 6'8 in the NBA. There would be nothing special about her besides being a female going into the NBA. And I hope Brittany doesn't take this serious, and I hope they don't make a sideshow out of it, because that's what it would be. A sideshow. Now, Nancy Lieberman, I believe it was, played basketball. She played with the guys for a while. That's a little different. She can cross you over and hit a jumper. Brittany Griner's not going to cross you over and hit a jumper. She's got to post you up. She's got to get inside, and she makes a living on blocking shots with her 12-inch vertical jump. I mean, this is just insane. I mean, I'm sure that Mark Cuban is trying to make that as a compliment that, yeah, she is a great athlete, and that is exactly what she is. She is. She's a great female athlete, and I hope she takes her talents to whatever WNBA team she has and dominates. Jeffrey, producer and fan of Brittany Griner.
Hey, you know, the NBA might be a little too far-fetched, Doug, but what are your thoughts? Do you think maybe she could have competed at the NCAA level against the guys?
No, I mean, could she have started on the Baylor men's basketball team? Let's just go there. No. I believe no. I'm sure she could have come in and played some minutes, but to be a force on a men's collegiate basketball team at the Division I level at a BCS school, I guess, I don't know, could she play at Hastings College or UNK with the guys? Probably. Probably. Could she play at the Division I men's level? No. And again, I'm talking upper tier because, let's face it, UNK or Hastings College or a variety of NAIA Division II schools could beat some of the Division I schools because there's 360-odd numbers of them out there. But just one of those things out there, and this is not a bash because Brittany Griner is what Brittany Griner is, dominant and maybe the best women's collegiate basketball player of all time. Cheryl Miller, pretty good. I think that's where my vote would still go. But anyway, one of the things that had been brought up, and stop it. Like Mike Ditka says, stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it. We're going to take a look at our poll question here. Which team will win the women's NCAA tournament? And among those that voted on our Midtown Mark Cooler question, 71% took Notre Dame, 22% took Connecticut, 7% Louisville, and nobody even knows that Cal's still alive. So there you go, our poll question from yesterday. Today, the Midtown Mark Cooler question is, what do you think of the name for the former Big East? In case you haven't heard this, they're calling it the American Athletic Conference. So it's AA?
AAC.
They've just called themselves AA. Yeah, conference. AA. Do you like it? You dislike it? Neither like it or dislike it. No opinion type deal. Vote today on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperStation.com. It is what it is. We're used to legends and leaders by now, right? Everybody hated it. We're just used to it. So once we get used to this, it'll be fine. So we'll vote on that today. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Hastings College baseball with Bronco coach Jim Bovey. They're on the road this weekend. We'll also talk at the bottom of the hour with Kearney High soccer coach Tammy Anderson and the GNAC. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil chain special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 4.
There are questions, and there are cooler questions. You know, the kind you like to stand around and shoot the breeze over. The kind on the Midtown Mark Cooler Question on the front page of ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on, check it out, and vote. If you want to, comment too. Post on Facebook or send a tweet from Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high in the lower to middle 60s. Winds will also be turning to the north to about 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. 888-455-ESPN, that's the number. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox is always Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Spring Game coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. But right now, we're catching up with the head baseball coach at Hastings College, Jim Bovey, as they get ready to hit the road again this weekend to play Dort and Northwestern of Iowa. Doubleheaders on Friday and Saturday. Coach, good morning. Great to catch up with you again.
Well, thank you, and I know catching up has been what you're trying to do. It's a busy time of the year. I can assure you that what I have not been doing is securing money to keep my guys from going pro. If I have any guys like that, I'll be kicking them out the door.
James, I don't think people realize in this day and age what you guys do besides just coach baseball. I mean, it's not like you're just showing up and coaching baseball. For the folks that don't or are not associated with Hastings College, would you explain to them what else Jim Bovey is doing during the day?
Well, I teach a regular load of classes, of course, and that's fairly manageable in the fall. In the spring, it can get pretty hairy, you know. And you're your own traveling secretary. You make all the arrangements and supervise both varsity and junior varsity, and sometimes look for fields, and sometimes spend a lot of time on the phone juggling games around. So it seems to keep you pretty busy each day.
Well, let's talk about where the team's in. Every time we talk to you, we kind of discount what the record is at this point going into the conference season, and you've had that first conference series already, because you go and usually you're headed south and you step up in competition. Where would you say this year's pre-conference schedule ranks among normal Hastings years?
Well, when you start weighing in some of your weather outs and some of the different opponents, it probably has not been quite as tough as some years. We knew we were going to be a fairly inexperienced team this year. We got a few guys that have been around, but they haven't had a lot of varsity experience. And so, you know, we've thrown out, like Oklahoma City and stuff. We haven't played them like we have in the past. But you're right. I tell our guys, no matter if the preseason goes good or poorly, the conference can erase it in a hurry, and that can be either a good thing or a bad thing. And so we're really, really emphasizing our conference play just like we always do. And, of course, we had to go out and play the odds-on favorite right out of the gate in terms of Doan. So, you know, we're not where we are record, where we want to be record-wise overall, but like you said, we kind of discount that, and when we get into league play, focus on that.
We're talking with Jim Bovey, Hastings College baseball coach. You hit the road again this weekend, and you play a couple of teams that you have to think that you're going to be competitive with Dort and Northwestern of Iowa.
Yeah, you sure hope so. Dort, I talked to the Mount Marty coach who played him, said that he thought this was one of the stronger Dort teams he had seen. The tough thing with Dort is you don't see them in the fall. You know, you don't recruit head-to-head with them as much. They don't maybe play as many common opponents, so you never know for sure what you're going to get. They sometimes have some guys that just got out from basketball that light it up for them and things like that. Northwestern will be a solid team also. I think Doan is still the odds-on favorite to win the league, but then 2nd through 11th on paper could really be pretty tumultuous. It could be anybody's guess.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your team. Again, if the record's not going to indicate, your stats probably will a little bit here, but you've got some local kids that have been getting the majority of the starts on the mound for you, and A.J. Fruchtel and John Lemaster from right there, of course, Jeremy Williams. Tell me a little bit about those three core pitchers for you.
Well, you certainly hit the bright spot of this past weekend. You know, we took, partly due to weather, partly due to design, we took a little more time off before we got into the conference season. And I always said in 3 weeks from now, we're going to know whether that was a good move or a bad move. The early returns on the pitching is that has probably been a good move. They came back from the break. Their arms look live, and we got three very, very good starts this past weekend. As you mentioned, Jeremy Williams from here in Hastings, just here for 1 year, but has kind of emerged as one of our key starters for us, threw very well at Doan. A.J. Fruchtel, who, you know, personally was one of the highlights for me since he sat out the whole year last year due to injury, to throw the shutout that he did out of Grand Island. And then John Lemaster, who is a very experienced player for us, has been a varsity player for his whole career here. He's been thrown in our fourth spot, not because he's a fourth starter, but because he also plays the outfield, and so we usually like to save those guys to the end of the weekend. He had a great start for us on Saturday, so that's really the bright spot coming out of that weekend as we move forward is the pitching of those three guys.
The eclipse over that bright spot would obviously, once again, be in having trouble getting on base. The batting average not near where you guys want it.
No, you know, we've only scored 7 runs our last 5 games. And, you know, you hate to have your pitchers going out thinking they got to throw a shutout to have a chance to win. And, you know, we've had some games where we've gotten guys on base. We just have not gotten a lot of hits with runners in scoring position. You know, that's a hard thing. You know, that's a hard thing to work on. You know, you don't want it to be too much of a mental thing. You're kind of hoping that, you know, if you just get those first one or two, maybe, you know, the dam will break loose and everybody will be on their way. And they always say hitting is contagious. Well, when you're not hitting, that can be contagious too. So that's really the question mark with our team. You know, you talk about looking at the numbers defensively. You know, as a coach, you hate any errors. But defensively, overall, we probably have played as well or better than we did last year defensively. And our numbers, I think, if you compare fielding percentage from year to year, are better. But it's really the offensive woes that is the big question mark for us.
What do you work on, Jim? What are some of the things in practice? I mean, like you said, sometimes it's more mental than it is the athletic ability, because obviously you brought these kids in for a reason. They know how to play the game of baseball. So which strategy are you taking with these guys?
Well, yeah, you're right, because it's got to take place during the week. You know, once you get to the games, outside of making some pinch-hitting moves and juggling your batting order, you know, your hands are kind of tied. And I guess, you know, this week we're kind of taking the old Norman Dale approach. We're going to tear them down and build them back up. So yesterday we got after them pretty good yesterday. We probably had one of our better practices. You know, we haven't had a lot of outdoor practices, so it's probably one of our more productive practices even since the fall. And then, you know, today and tomorrow we're going to try to build them back up and try to build some confidence in them. And we cover a lot of situational hitting, but, you know, it's not a game situation where the adrenaline's flowing. You know, even though the coaches are, you try to scale up the batting practice a little bit, it's still not a guy out there who's making you guess and trying to get you out.
Jim Bobby with us for another minute here, Hastings College head baseball coach. After you get through this weekend and a game at York next week, you guys get to be home for 10 straight. Obviously, that's probably going to determine where you are heading into maybe the postseason tournament.
Yeah, the schedule's a little unusual, and it's largely based on where Easter falls. And since Easter was early, we end up with 10 home games in a row, and we're kind of excited because maybe at some point in there we're going to play the first game under the new lights at Duncan Field. They've been putting them up right around practice, and we've just been practicing, and they've been putting the lights up. And you know, we played last week under the old ones, but we expect we're going to play under the new ones here pretty soon. You know, every college athlete likes to play at home. And you hope your team can play better at home, not only just from the fact of the comfort, but the style of play you have. You know, we don't have a lot of power hitters. Doesn't matter where we're playing. We don't have a lot of power hitters, so we hope that it's a little more suited for us. And you're right, that stretch right there, both in terms of who we're playing and the importance of those games, is probably going to determine whether where we're going to be as far as when we host the conference tournament the first weekend of May.
Well, always want to be playing at home, and you know, it's strange when you think about any renovations to the granddaddy of them all over there at Duncan Field, but obviously it's going to make it even a better place.
Yeah, I think people will be excited with, you know, I've been sitting on the advisory committee, and there's a lot of interesting things going on. We could fill a show with some of the things we've learned about renovating facilities and some of the vision we have for it. But I think it's going to be something in the next year or two people are going to enjoy seeing without taking away the traditional charm of the facility.
Well, Jim, we'll catch up with you again. Hopefully some more wins come the way here, the Broncos, and we'll let you get back to work.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Jim Bovey, head coach, Hastings College Baseball, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Their core pitching has been pretty good, as we talked about. The team ERA is not going to reflect that, but if you look at those three gentlemen that we talked about in Williams, Fruchtel, and LeMaster, if they can keep them in that rotation, get a lot of innings out of them, I think that's going to help this Hastings College Baseball team get quite a few wins here in the month of April. As we said, Morningside, Briarcliff, Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan, that is five straight series at home over the next couple of weekends, starting next weekend when Morningside rolls in on Saturday the 13th. They do got to find a way to hit the ball. The team batting average, .235. That's not going to get it done. And so, as Coach said, they just got to find that spark, and hopefully that sets the fire going under the Hastings College baseball team. And again, they'll be at Dort and at Northwestern Friday and Saturday for doubleheaders. For UNK, they're going to be home this weekend against Upper Iowa on Saturday and Sunday. Folks, since 1977, the folks at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance have been taking care of you. They have grown to four locations over the last 34 years so that they can compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you're always going to get the low price. And Bruce Furniture continues to maintain that small town family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Whether it's a mattress, whether it's a whole living room set, maybe it's updating your kitchen, they can take care of you at Bruce Furniture. Colors, sizes, styles, prices, whatever you want for the home, the apartment, the office, the den, the man cave, it's all there for you. Watch in comfort, relax in comfort, sleep in comfort. They can take care of all of you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're going to talk a little high school soccer with the head coach of the undefeated Kearney Bearcats, Tammy Anderson, after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just save you money. Oh, no. For a limited time, we're rolling out new Advance Double Deals. Always two products, always one low price. Like now, get a two for $8 deal on Turtle Wax Car Wash. Plus, other great deals throughout the store. It's simple. We roll out the double deals, you roll out of Advance with more money. Either way, you're on a roll, baby. Double Deals, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T.
Dial Global presents great moments in NCAA tournament history.
Jimmy V versus Akeem the Dream and Clyde the Glide. The night NC State knocked off Phi Slamma Jamma after this.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Our free service can save you a fortune on your life insurance in just one short phone call. I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote, we monitor hundreds of top-rated life insurance products to find you the lowest prices. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with a $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $21 a month. Rates for women are even lower. We even have term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. AccuQuote makes it easy to find the best values. Just call 800-654-2071. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. How much can you save? Just call AccuQuote at 800-654-2071. Call now for your free quote. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
April 4th, 1983, the finals in Albuquerque pitted the heavily favored Houston Cougars against Jim Valvano and NC State. Surprisingly, the Wolfpack controlled the tempo of the game and stayed close throughout. And with the score tied and time winding down, Derek Wittenberg launched a 35-foot air ball that was grabbed by teammate Lorenzo Charles, who slammed it home to give the Wolfpack a stunning 54-52 win. But the indelible image was after the shot, as a frenzied Jimmy V ran around the court looking for somebody to hug.
That's what happens in college athletics, and it's a beautiful thing. Write about it. Write about what. That's what happened. It was a bunch of kids who, you know, who went out and beat one of the best basketball teams in the country. They might beat us 9 out of 10. They might beat us 99 out of 100. But today they did it.
With another great moment in tournament history, I'm Kevin Kugler.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Jimmy Langan will be in as our co-host again on Friday, and among our guests, Brian Munson from Big Red Report, getting ready for the spring game. Well, the Kearney boys and girls soccer teams are off to a very good starts on this season, and they will be hosting the GNAC tournament this Friday and Saturday. Opening round games are Friday, then doubleheaders are Saturday. It's very busy for Kearney High this week. We told you the track invites today, the golf invites tomorrow, and you've got soccer this weekend, so Mark Armstrong will be bouncing off the walls. He didn't want to play these soccer games on Thursday. He's waiting until Friday and Saturday. The Kearney girls 4-0, and Tammy Armstrong, head coach of the Lady Bearcats, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tammy, great to catch up with you again.
Great to be with you, Doug. Hey, thanks for having me.
I think last time I saw you was out at the fundraiser, the golf boosters, and I just want you to know it hasn't gotten any better.
You haven't gotten any better? Well, neither have I, so it must be we have something in common there. It's always nice for you to come out and support us, so we appreciate
that. Well, that's fun times, and it looks like you guys are having a pretty fun time right now, off to a 4-0 start, and you got the season underway at the Bellevue East Invite, and that's still the only loss East has, and you beat Duchesne, and it looks like things are off to a great start for you guys.
Yeah, it was good for us to get off to that start, obviously. Now we've you know, gotten some respect, and I think the kids got a lot of confidence coming out of there, having played two Omaha teams and come away with two victories. And they were, you know, very well-earned and wins for us, because those are two quality teams. And then we went up to follow that with a trip up to Norfolk that has just traditionally been so difficult for us to win and to find the back of the net, and we came away with a 5-1 victory in that game. So that was another confidence boost for us. So you know, things are going well right now, and you know, we have our conference tournament this weekend, which the GNAC has, and the ratings just came out, and we have 5 ranked teams out of our 8 teams in the conference that are going to be in this tournament. So you're going to see a lot of quality soccer being played on Friday and Saturday at the Baldwin Fields.
Yeah, Kearney girls move in at number 10 in this week's Omaha World Herald rankings, and you turn right around again and play a Lexington team. Obviously, if you're the number 1 seed, you're going to take on the team that's struggling. So you just played Lexington. That should probably get you off to a good start.
Well, we hope we can take care of business. You know, that we tell the kids the most important game that we have is always the next game on our schedule, and I know that's just what coaches say, but it's true. You know, we took care of business on Tuesday, and getting that number 1 seed certainly does help, at least in the first game for us. You know, we won't have to face one of those traditionally tougher teams. But, you know, Lexington is an improved team, so, you know, we want to make sure that we play well and do the things that are going to hopefully make us successful then on Saturday, when we will play either Norfolk or Garing, and then hopefully North Platte or Hastings in the finals.
Tammy Anderson, Kearney soccer coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If I'm reading my stats right here, Coach, you guys have more goals in 4 games than shots on goal that the other team has. That's a pretty amazing stat.
Well, it is, especially for us, because in the last few years we've kind of struggled to find the back of the net. So yeah, that is such a confidence boost for teams to know that, you know, hey, we can find the back of the net. So if we give a goal up, you know, we're probably going to respond with a goal of our own. And, you know, I was not aware of that stat, but that is it's fairly impressive. We, you know, we just find kids in the box that are they're able to put the shot on goal, and you know the more shots on goal you have, the eventually keeper's going to make a mistake or something, you know, ball's just going to find in the back of the net. So I'm kind of impressed with that stat. Thanks for bringing that up.
I do what I can. I brought up a soccer stat. I feel good about that. Nine young ladies for you have scored as well, but Kelsey with a hat trick already earlier this season leads the way. Tell us a little bit about her.
You know, she's just a goal scorer. She has that mentality that the ball is going to, when the ball gets on her foot, she's going to make the defense pay if they don't mark her up. And even then, the reason she's scoring is, you know, obviously they're putting their best defenders on her now, but she's just strong. She's strong on the upper body, and she can just get through the defense, and then she has, an awfully accurate foot. And the thing I'll say about Kelsey is she also makes, you know, if she doesn't have the shot, she has three assists also. So she's not a selfish striker, which, you know, believe it or not, you do want your strikers to be a little selfish, because you want them to think they're going to score every time they touch the ball. But she's willing to give it up when she sees a player who has a better opportunity.
Let's talk about your goalkeeping, and I guess you fill me in. Is it the goalkeeping? Because they've only had to stop 16 shots, so your defense has obviously been pretty good.
You know, I would say that it's both. They've come up with some stops or some saves that have been critical. But they've also got four really talented players up in front of them, and we've gone with putting the speedy kids in the back, and we're very young back there, and there are growing pains. But you know, after four games now, we're kind of easing into it. It's less painful, and they're kind of figuring the system out. But we're just really solid back there, and we're also really solid in the midfield, because if you lose the midfield, you're going to be on your heels the whole entire game, and you never get anything going offensively. So I think it's a matter of Morgan Lee and then Annie Kinneman are both doing a really nice job of coming off their line and just taking angles away from the offensive players. But it's also a matter of our defense is just not allowing them to get a lot of open looks. You know, they've pretty contested shots.
Tammy Anderson with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on it a little bit, Coach, that North Platte and Hastings are the 2 and 3 seeds. They're both undefeated, and you have not seen them yet. Is that where the rest of the strength of this tournament would lie as far as the teams go?
Yeah, you know, we were really excited, Doug, to get that number one seed, just knowing what it brings for the semifinals. But you could have inserted either Hastings, North Platte, or Kearney in the top seed, and I don't think you would have gotten an argument from any of the three coaches. I think any of us are worthy of it. We just happen to be the lucky one to get it. I don't know if it's going to be a kiss of death or not, but we were fortunate. Hastings and North Platte are, you know, very talented soccer teams. So we're anxious to play them, one of them, just to kind of see maybe where we are in relation to them, because they have a lot of speed on top, and then they have excellent keepers, and so scoring on them is obviously at a premium. I'm not sure Hastings has been scored on yet this year.
And Tammy, playing two games in one day, it's not uncommon. You guys do that three or four times throughout the year, but like you said, one of those will have to play two rated teams to try and win a conference tournament where you will not.
Right. You know, actually, it's good that Hastings and North Platte, they'll just have to beat up on each other that 10 o'clock game. But if Guerin would happen to beat Norfolk, which it, you know, I don't know who's going to win that. Guerin is also ranked in Class B, so you know that's another really tough game. But you know, Hastings and North Platte, obviously, we would think are probably, just when you look at schedules, probably to one of the top three teams in the tournament. And so yeah, not, you know, knowing that they're going to be exerting a lot of energy just to get to the finals, and hopefully we'll get to the finals and hopefully not having exerted as much. But, you're not going to hold back hoping to save it for the 2 o'clock game, because, you know, you want to be playing for the championship. But soccer players are used to playing two games. We actually have 2.5 hours rest probably in between games, which when we go to Lincoln, we usually have about enough time to get a Gatorade and maybe use the restroom. You know, sometimes we'll have 15 or 20 minutes, and so we'll actually feel kind of rested in this situation.
And I guess one more question for you, Tammy. The team went 7-11 last year. You're the number one seed. Maybe you can get off to a 7-0 start and claim a conference championship. Did you expect this kind of a season from your girls? I know it's early.
You know, I knew that we had a lot of talent. We've got just a lot of young talent, and I knew that it was going to, you know, be kind of a process for us. I'm pleasantly surprised, shall I say that, because I never want to sound you never want to be too optimistic or too pessimistic, but I knew we had a lot of talent, and just where it, what part of the season that talent started to come together, I wasn't sure. But so far, the young kids have stepped up and played probably beyond what my expectations were, and we've got some great senior leadership, so that's a great, you know, that's a good combination for any coach to have.
Well, the Kearney boys and girls, both the number one seed. They will play at 3:30, the girls against Lexington tomorrow, and the guys will then follow that up against North Platte at 5:30, 10 o'clock, and 2 o'clock, hopefully, for the girls, noon and 4, hopefully, for the boys on Saturday. Tammy, best of luck this weekend, and congrats on the great start.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Always appreciate the attention you give to Kearney High Sports.
Thank you so much. We'll chat again soon. Take care. Tammy Anderson, outstanding soccer coach at Kearney High. Nice to see the girls who have struggled a little bit over the past couple of seasons getting off to a great start and could be off to a really great start if it's a good weekend for Kearney High soccer. 888-455-ESPN. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Spring Game. Stay with us.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
You're in your car, you see dust caked on your hood, and you know it's time to change your oil. Because the last 1,000 miles were hard ones. Like Baja Desert uphill both ways kind of hard. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have oil and everything else you need. Maybe a little wash and wax are in order too.
Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $19.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
This spring, Black Friday prices are back at the Home Depot. Get the best price of the year on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch. You can get 5 of those 2-cubic-foot bags for just $10. And with a 1-year color guarantee on that mulch, you can add even more color to your garden. The one you mulched when you heard Black Friday prices are back. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through April 10th, U.S. only. See store for...
30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for championship college basketball. And on Thursday, it's the men's final in the NIT as Iowa takes on Baylor at 8. The men's Final Four Saturday from Atlanta has Wichita State against Louisville at 5 and Michigan battling Syracuse at 7:45. And Sunday, it's the women's Final Four. Cal and Louisville at 5:30, Notre Dame and UConn at 8. It's more exciting college basketball starting Thursday with Iowa and Baylor in the men's NIT Final here on ESPN Radio.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high in the lower to middle 60s. Winds will also be turning to the north to about 5 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
And I'm steady, but I'm starting.
ever shake. And I don't know how much more I can taste. Oh, this is it now. Everybody get down.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Thursday afternoon. We will be there momentarily. And don't forget the NIT tonight here on ESPN Radio. Baylor taking on Iowa. The Midway Auto Dealerships are there for you on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and we're always proud to be perched here in the Midway Auto Dealer broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac are both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Both have great sales staffs. Both have great service and maintenance department with the very latest technology to work on your car, truck, SUV, van, whatever it may be. And of course, don't forget, you can get in and out of the Mopar Quick Lube Lane 30 minutes or less. Drop the car, drop your vehicle off, in and out. You can also relax in the lounge with free Wi-Fi, a little cappuccino, kick back, read a magazine, watch some TV, or just work on your computer. Whatever you need to do, they're going to make your stay while working on your vehicle very comfortable. And if you just want to drop it off, they'll haul you back out to work or home or wherever it is you need to go, and then bring you back to pick up your vehicle. It is the Midway Auto Dealerships, always taking care of you and always with more great deals online at thinkmidway.com. Also, be sure to like them on Facebook. They have giveaways. They have special deals all the time. Always something new because they're keeping busy and working hard for you, the customer. That's what makes them number one. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, the spring game is coming up for the Huskers on Saturday. We've got one more pair of tickets for the game to be given away here on the show, and we'll also be giving away one more pair on Facebook, on our Facebook page at ESPN Superstation. So it's everybody's favorite Husker football trivia. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won anything on the Doug and Daddy Show here in the last couple of weeks, we're going to give you a chance to win this pair of tickets to Saturday's spring game. So if you want tickets to the spring game, call now, and I'll give you a trivia question. Whoever gets it right first will get this pair of tickets to Saturday's game at 2 o'clock. Again, the number, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
here is your question. Who was the first team to beat Bo Pelini at Nebraska? Got a guess?
Not a clue.
Okay, try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Oh, they're showing Masters highlights 1 week from today. Complete coverage here on ESPN. Going to the phone lines, who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Jim, who is the first team to beat Bo Pelini when he was the head coach at Nebraska?
Virginia Tech.
You knew that, you sly dog. Well, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to the spring game. Hold on, and Jeff will tell you how you can get a hold of those. Congratulations, you're right. It was Virginia Tech, 35-30, the fourth game of the 2008 season. Of course, the fifth game that Pelini coached, because he had the interim tag there in 2003 when he coached the Alamo Bowl and Nebraska beat Michigan State. Thought we'd be a little more tricky there. I would have asked you who the first team was that Nebraska beat. For Coach Pelini, I think Western Michigan would have been a little stretch for anybody to figure that one out. So that is our spring game tickets. And again, if you want spring game tickets, we do have one more pair that we're going to give away on our Facebook page at ESPNSuperstation.com. So all you have to do is like us on Facebook and make a comment, and you'll have a chance to pick up those Nebraska spring game tickets. Been flying right along on the show today. We've got Major League Baseball on the breeze, 94.5 of him. Should we be concerned already that the Royals are 0-2? Kansas City will wrap up their series with Chicago. Then they've got the Phillies this weekend. Then they return home for their home opener against the Minnesota Twins starting on Monday. 3:10 first pitch on Monday afternoon on the breeze, 94.5 FM. And then you can roll right on into the men's national championship game. The Cubs are trying to get their second win. They won the first one. They lost the second one. And the third and final game of the series with the Pittsburgh Pirates just getting underway. A lot of afternoon baseball today so that the teams can get ready for their weekend series. But should we be concerned already Because let's face it, by the time you really start paying attention to baseball, it sucks if your team's already out of contention. And we know as Royals fans or Cubs fans or whoever else you may be rooting for, that happens quite a bit. So should we be concerned that Kansas City is 0-2? 1-10 first pitch today as the Royals try to salvage the final game of their series on the South Side with the Chicago White Sox. Are you concerned, Jeffrey?
About the Royals? I'm a Cubs fan, and so I watched last night on my MLB at-bat app, and they just, typical Cubs. But, you know, they Samardzija pitched well game one. But, yeah, I'm already concerned about the Cubs because they could not produce any runs last night. And even during the Cubs broadcast, the Cubs broadcasters were like, and looking around the other leagues, Kansas City, oh, they've only scored two runs all year. So the Cubs are already concerned about the Royals.
Yeah, but we're getting better. We scored zero the first time, and then we scored two the next time. So I'm expecting at least four today. I'm expecting at least four runs today for the Royals. That will be today's prediction. The Royals score at least four runs today against the Chicago White Sox.
Well, you like their new slogan this year? We came to play or whatever. Come to play. Because last year it was
because
like
on the last 25 we haven't. Oh, yeah, last year. It's our time. No, it wasn't. Guthrie and Floyd, the starters for today's baseball game between the Royals and the Chicago White Sox. And because I know you are concerned, the White Sox are favored in this game as well, a slight favorite.
Well, I mean, how do you bet baseball? Because I've seen that in hockey where it's
degenerate?
Like, it's like
you're just looking for more ways to lose, aren't you?
No, because in hockey I've recently seen, you know, they typically have goal and a half on almost every game, and then the over-under is either 5 or 5.5. Now, baseball is...
it's all about the pitching matchup as to what the line is. Okay, let me explain something to you. See, this, we should have waited for Jimmy Langan to come in and help us out because he is the Fawner Park expert. But, okay, today's line, the Royals are... well, the White Sox are minus 120, so that probably means the Royals are a plus 105. Mm-hmm. Let's go with that. So if you bet $12 on the White Sox today, you have to bet $12 to win 10. Mm-hmm. And then you can go any variance thereof. If you bet the Royals, you can bet $10 and you might win $10.50 if it's a plus 105. So it's they're a slight underdog, but you will see times when the stud pitchers are out there, let's say Verlander's out there pitching against the worst guy in the league, they could be a minus 280 where you're really risking some serious coin.
But you don't see, you know, give me a run and a half or anything like that.
If you're in Vegas, you can.
Okay.
And then the line changes a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, the Cubs will win by more than one, or you give a run, you know, you're hoping they win. So it's interesting. I'm glad I could help in, you know, molding your mind here. Another date in history, Jimmy Valvano, we talked about that just briefly, and you've heard about it this morning. But also on this date, Hank Aaron hit home run number 714. Very few people remember it as 714, but Hank Aaron hit home run number 714, which tied him with Babe Ruth. That was an opening day home run, if I remember correctly, for Hank against the Cincinnati Reds, I think it was. So a lot of things have happened on this date in history, and maybe we'll have more happening on this date in history later today. But I think that pretty much wraps up our Doug and Daddy show for today. Jimmy Langan will be in as our co-host tomorrow. Among our guests will be Brian Munson of Big Red Report, and we'll talk about the latest Husker recruits. We'll talk about those that will be coming into Lincoln for the spring game on Saturday. We'll also get Brian's thoughts on where the Huskers are through this spring, which seemed to go pretty calm, and maybe that's because of the 10 days off halfway through. Coach Bo Pelini saying yesterday that he kind of liked the way that worked. We'll see if they can continue to work that in a break, because that way you're not there every day and you don't get on everybody's nerves. You get a little bit of a break and maybe you come back pretty fresh. So hopefully that's the case, and we'll talk with Brian tomorrow. We want to thank our guests today, Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey, Kearney Girls soccer coach Tammy Anderson, as they are hosting the GNAC. And again, at the bottom of the hour, the Kearney High track invite will be going on. So if you get a chance, sneak out and see some of the state's best athletes compete up at Kearney High. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.